SBS हिंदी हमारी कहानियां फेसबुक पर।
Hi, this is Sahil Makkad from SBS Hindi, and today I'm joined by AFP's Detective Superintendent Jane Crossling. We have been hearing a lot of people complaining about calls from people pretending to be an AFP officer and other government agencies and demanding money. Have you come across such complaints?
Oh yes, we are definitely hearing lots of reports about the AFP phone numbers being used as part of a scam, and also people pretending to be members of the Australian Federal Police as part of a scam. We are hearing from victims themselves that are letting us know that they've been victims, and then we're hearing from the state and territory police around the country where they identify victims, and there's been an aspect of an AFP member used as part of the scam.
So what you are suggesting is that some people are pretending to be an AFP officer and they might have mimicked the official phone number of the federal agency to make such calls. Is that correct?
That's correct. So this is happening in a lot of different ways. So the scammers are using fake AFP credentials to target people that we think are a little bit vulnerable to these sorts of scams. So it's very important that the community understands that the AFP will never call anybody in the Australian community and ask them over the phone to pay a fine, to make a transaction through a bank into an account, to go and buy gift cards from a store, or to make a transfer of cryptocurrency. The Australian Federal Police will never ask members of the community to do this over the phone.
Sure. What can people do if they receive such calls?
So we understand that these scammers are very convincing. So if the member of the public has any concerns at all, and if they worry that they're actually in trouble in some way, they must take some steps. Firstly, if it is the case that an AFP switchboard number from anywhere in Australia has been used as part of the scam, it's important that the members of the community understand that this is a trick that scammers have used. It's called spoofing, where they're able to pretend that they're calling from an Australian Federal Police number, so that if you were to look it up on the internet, it would show that it is in fact a correct number, but it's not. It's part of the scam. If the member of the public was at all concerned that they'd actually done something wrong and that they're going to get in trouble, or that perhaps they do have to pay a fine, they need to hang up. They then need to look up the correct number for the AFP switchboard and then call that directly by keying the number into their own phone, not hitting redial. If you hit redial, you might end up going straight back to the scammers and the fake number. If you can ring an AFP switchboard and speak to an actual employee of the Australian Federal Police and explain what's happened and ask them to confirm whether or not they're in trouble, whether or not there is a warrant outstanding for their arrest, and we will be able to confirm it's not true, that it's all fake.
Thank you, Detective. We have come across reports where scammers are allegedly following or monitoring victims before making these fake calls.
Yes, we have heard that recently, that is a further development in this scam. And for us, that is quite concerning. That means that the scammer is actually in their neighbourhood, possibly, and that they actually have seen them out and about. And for that reason, we would say to any victim, if they're receiving those sorts of calls that makes them think that they're potentially at risk of harm of any sort, they really need to go and speak to their local police as soon as possible. They can go into a police station, or if they think that they're at imminent threat of harm, they need to ring 000.
What are AFP and other state police forces are doing if such cases are on the rise?
This is why we are speaking to as many different community groups as we can to educate and prevent the crime from happening in the first place. Where the crime has actually happened, it's usually the role of the state or territory police where the crime took place. We know that around Australia, the state and territory police have been actively investigating these matters where they can. In some instances, they've been able to recover money back for the victim. In some cases, there have been some arrests. So it's quite a collaborative effort for the investigation of these scammers, and we're also hoping to identify where the scam has originated from and stop it at its source so that Australian people will not continue to be caught up in the scam at all.
The community has also raised a concern whether they could be charged for money laundering for unintentionally transferring the money to scammers.
We can assure the community that the Australian Federal Police does not want to charge any of these victims with money laundering. If it is the case that they have been tricked into moving money for a scammer, we are not able to charge them with any offence because they have no intention of laundering money. We would only charge people who intentionally launder money and know that they're doing it. So we need to reassure the community that the Australian Federal Police and State and Territory Police are not interested in charging victims, because at the end of the day, they are the victims in these circumstances. We are much more interested in investigating and then hopefully arresting the people who are behind the scams and who are making all of the money out of it.
So it's important for anyone who had been cheated to immediately report the incident to the police or AFP.
Absolutely. Report to your local police, ideally in the first instance. You can also contact your financial institution. If you do that fairly rapidly, there are some circumstances in which the bank can help you recover your money before it's gone. But we have to be careful about managing the community's expectations. Sometimes, particularly when the money's gone overseas, it's not always possible to get that money back again, which is why we would really like the victim to avoid sending money in the first place, because sometimes once the money's sent, it's too late. We would also suggest that you need to speak to your financial institution about making your account safe, so that if you've given up personal information, there's no risk that they can get back into the bank account at a later stage.
Thank you, Detective Crossling, for sharing this important information with our listeners today. I'm sure the members of the community will be very careful in answering such phone calls. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
SBS Hindi, Hamari Kahaniya Facebook par.